Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
If you thought Elon Musk was insufferable before, here we go again.
What's he doing now, Dave?
It wasn't even him. It was his dad.
His dad's mean, mean creep.
Well,
creepy man.
Are we talking about the sister stuff again?
What was it? What exactly was it? Was it like his stepsister?
His adopted daughter. Is he had a baby with. Ugh. Elon Musk's dad, which is
who he raised from 4 years old.
That horrible. Is disgusting.
Yeah, horrible.
But Elon Musk's dad just went on a popular radio show in Australia and was talking about how not impressed he is with his son. Like, you want to give the richest man in the world a complex, it's for his dad.
What do you mean give him one? This is clearly where this started.
Okay, to pour fuel on the fire.
Yeah.
To add even more, his dad goes on a live radio show, and he's 76 years old, and he called his son fat and said he's not proud of him.
So I really think that this, God. I mean, I'm not sitting here defending Elon by any means at all.
No, Elon is Lord Douche, but this is going to make things worse.
Well, but this is why Elon is the way he is. If you want to see the what your words do to your children, this is it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
seeking validation in all forms, and then your dad still isn't proud of you.
A lot of people can't understand like why Elon is obsessive about success. And it all roots back to
approval
from the one person he wants approval from that he can't get it from.
Again, and this isn't like sitting here like going to bat for Elon Musk, but it's just goes to show that
it
doesn't matter what you do. Just be your own person, because then in the end, your dad's probably going to go on some radio show in Australia and call you fat.
Is this why
not proud of him? And he's fat.
Is this why I'm the way I am? Because my mom would be proud of me no matter what I did.
Yes, that is exactly what it is.
She does not care. I mean, she's very proud no matter what. But like, she was just featured in like her community. They have like a magazine because mm-hmm. she lives in a retirement community and loves it. And they have, like, their own magazine, and she did an interview because she does a lot of, like, sculpting and stuff now in her free time and teaches classes, I guess, or does classes.
They recognized her. That's cool.
And they did, and she shouted out how proud of me she was. But she would have done that if I was doing literally anything else.
You were out there digging ditches every single day. It doesn't matter, like, what you accomplish professionally, right? Yeah. You could be doing literally anything, and she'd be so proud of you, but you know that.
Yeah.
And so
does she also give you hard truths?
She let him
off the hook for everything. It's why he's as lazy as he is.
I'm not lazy. I'm efficient.
No, it's because, and we've talked about this before.
Do I come to work every day?
Yes, you come to work.
Exactly. Except for that month and a half I took off.
Yeah.
But that was because I was sick, Dave.
But when you would,
the story about him loading
the dishwasher, it makes all the sense in the world where he would intentionally do a bad job.
You put the dishes in the dishwasher better. I will never forget that you said that.
The day that
you said that your wife
loads the dishwasher better than you.
Better than you.
That's why she should be doing them.
But there's a difference, Audrey, because you know what? You have a way that you want it done, and your way is better in your eyes. So there you go.
You should be doing all of the dishes.
Yeah. I'm much better at resetting the router. That's what I do.
You just unplug it and plug it back in.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yes,
sometimes you have to get a pin and push it in that little hole in the
back. Oh, yes. Sometimes you have to.
Sometimes you do.
Push a different button.
It's a tiny button that you need like a clothespin to get in there because mm-hmm. it's very thin. Yeah.
Two things about Mahoney that I have learned by sitting next to this man almost every single day is one, he does a fantastic job of making his wife feel that, like, she is validated in all of the things that are, like, chore-like. And then, two,
you know,
he also gaslights
around
her by being like, but you can't use the remote.
Don't you touch the router. That's a man's job.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Okay, y'all are making me mad.
Why?
We're shaming you, Dave.
So, we were just talking about dishwasher etiquette. The bowls go down below.
So Dave has a system and it's wrong.
It's
and he's
right.
getting upset because
it's the correct way to do it.
Your wife tells you how to properly put things in the dishwasher, and it's sounding to me like she might be more in our camp.
Do you have, so is your dishwasher like a two, you got a bottom and a top?
That's every dishwasher.
Well, not every dishwasher, no. It's
yes,
not,
that is every
I've
dishwasher.
I've seen dishwashers that only have one area.
Yes, my dishwasher is like
top and
99,
bottom.
Top and bottom. So the cups go up top.
When you were working at a restaurant, it had two levels?
That's different. That's a commercial dishwasher. Yes.
Okay.
I don't have racks that I
slide. I don't know, man. You got a big house. You got a whole. You know what? You're feeding up. You're feeding a restaurant full of kids.
With a former professional dishwasher at Sawmill Inn in Brainerd, Minnesota. Come at me.
Well, Sawmill clearly like hired whoever they wanted because you have no system. There's no rhythm and method to your dishwashing skills.
Do you have a secondary washer under the top rack?
No.
So then you're doing it wrong.
No, I'm not doing it wrong.
Because if you only have one, then the bowls are blocking everything else.
So you don't put the bowls face down bottom. The bowls can go vertical.
So the argument is...
Then they pull water.
The argument is, Dave is saying that plates, little plates, what else goes on the bottom shelf, Dave?
It goes big plates.
Big plates.
Big plates. Little plates.
But it's
silverware.
It's a scaling
cooking
system.
Cooking
dishes. Sure, cooking dishes.
Yeah.
And then...
Cutting boards.
Cutting, sure. Yeah. All of that
cutting
makes
sense.
Cutting
boards go left of the plates.
And you're also saying bowls.
And bowls.
And so what's on the top for you?
Cups.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, so no.
Are they face up?
No, they're not face up.
Bowls up.
I'm not facing bowls up. The thing is, the bowls take too much space if you put them all face down.
Okay, so, but they also
have
dehydrate
more.
Why didn't you do them like stand-up style?
They are down below.
Okay, but let's do that on top. And you can also put cups there, too. You can do... There's all kinds of things you
can
do.
See, this is why your wife gets mad at you, and this is why I have taken myself out of the equation when it comes to the dishwasher.
My wife also puts the bowls down below, don't you? How dare you gaslight me about what my wife does in the dishwasher?
I don't believe you that you don't know. I don't think she does. I'll call her right now.
You guys also have a lot of people using cups
in
your house, so you probably have a lot of cups.
She blocked you.
We don't have...
Got the bat line. What are you talking about?
Mahoney and I...
Got the fat line.
We don't have... But actually, speaking of fat line, Mahoney literally just told me 2 seconds ago that he wished he had a dishwasher that would, I guess there's some that have like super strong strength.
Yeah.
And he said, Audrey, I want one of those dishwashers that you can destroy a whole cake on the inside.
Have you seen the videos of those?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's like porn, dude. Man. Like they put like a whole cake in there along with a GoPro.
But have you ever had to like declog your drainage system?
It's disgusting.
It's so gross.
But with one of the ones that can destroy an entire cake, and they're pricey for a dishwasher, but they're not like obscene.
How much?
You know, like $1,800? Which
that's not crazy for an appliance.
Considering kitchen appliances, like those super high-end fridges now are like, you know,
$30,000.
Even like the ones that you get at Costco are like $4,000. So for something that I use all the time that would just like, I don't have to pre-wash anything, that's what I want in my house. Because why am I washing it and then putting it in the dishwasher? Because
it takes 2 seconds to pre-wash it. Just like... Run a little thing over it.
I'm going to make you angry.
But if you didn't have to, think of all those 2 seconds you could get back in your life for every item of dish that you have.
My time is not that precious.
Some things you can't get off without them being soaked. And I don't like the idea of like having something soaking for like 2 hours. What?
Say that back. Some things you can't get off without having them soaked. Okay.
This Dave's over here saying that time is not precious. You're going to be the real life version of the Cats in the Cradle song, man.
Are you saying that I'm ignoring my children? My children don't even know
seconds.
Who I am because I'm pre-washing dishes.